It's selective memory when it comes to
It's called dementia, bitch.
Yes.
I have selective dementia when it comes to
selective dementia.
You can't even remember to call me Dean. What are you talking about? His memory is...
In your defense, Big Fatty will never forget how you climbed up the ladder in the bar.
Neither will I.
I am naturally curious. I love to learn and explore and find out.
We will never forget how we turned around and saw you up in the sky climbing the ladder in a bar.
Where does this ladder go? I'm going to climb it. The attendant is like, sir.
Sir, you are under arrest.
And you, Baron, were like, he's out. He's for his first outing. Like, he's just out from the nut house.
He's mentally disabled.
He's on the spectrum.
I'm his caretaker.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, now that's scary.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty, he's mentally disabled.
Oh, now that's scary.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4685. LBFO for Fright. The 23rd of January 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and a letter from Patty Bacon. Hello, One Weeka's Big. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well. Y'all, you're 1 week-us today. Big Fatty, can I guess why? Sure. Well, Big Fatty, is it this? Your 1 week us today, because y'all, 1 week from today, that is for right, the 30th of January at 6 p.m. Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Y'all, that's the deadline to get your entry in to become Big Fatty's number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 27. Y'all, it's as easy as pie. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and put number one fan in the subject line, and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, it's one entry per person. Everybody's eligible except the Laughing Buddha. You know, he's the reigning number one fan. And y'all, once again, the deadline is next for right at 6 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, I hear the mailroom. They need extra help down there. There's so many entries.
Part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday to you. Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are today. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Met him a couple of times at the Pride 48 events down there in Nolens. And y'all, he's been here to the villa. Y'all ate snacks on the veranda and then sat, was surprised there was a spaghetti supper to follow. Y'all, it was batshit crazy. But that's just the way we love him. Y'all, I'm talking about one of the hosts of the Blom Time. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Wine Rag. Big Betty, we love that shit crazy Wine Rag. We do. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he used to do a little show. I don't think he's doing it anymore. Y'all met him in person out there at Pride 48 in Lost Wages. I think he came to a couple of them. I don't know what he's up to these days, but it is none other than Mr. Crickets himself. Y'all, it's David that Blue Jeans guy. Big Betty, we love Mr. Crickets himself, David that Blue Jeans guy. We do indeed. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, a longtime friend of Big Fatty, y'all used to have his own little show. Y'all, he was the original. He was the original co-host of the little Fatty Cast, the LFC, if you will. Y'all worked at the coal mine with Big Fatty for many, many years. And y'all, a favorite of Straight Bob. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Larry Claw. Big Fatty, we love Larry Claw. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Wine Rag or David that Blue Jeans guy, you know, Mr. Crickets, or Larry Claw, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, we do.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, that's a y'all. You know, I've been worried sick about Patty Bacon, and y'all got an e-letter from her. Y'all, it was Lord, it's been over a week ago, and now Big Fatty, you've neglected her. Well, didn't mean to, but it's the subject is you pinged, and it says Ole Big. You know that's hello backwards. Yes, Big Fatty, it's me. Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. Ole, you know, Aberdeen is Needrabah spelled backwards. Big, I was standing out in the Needrabah rumbus admiring the stars in the sky, and I saw it. I saw it, the fat signal in the dark sky. There it was, the outline. The outlines of a ham and a slice of bacon. I knew then you were awaiting an e-letter from me. It is true, Patty Bacon, and I am so glad you were out in the Needrabah rumbus to perceive it. Big, I heard that Mr. Moose P. From Captain Kangaroo sent you a gas report from BJ's come and go, and what Bucky's rhymes with, well, filthy names. What is happening in this world with these potty mouth names for petroleum station? Mother Bacon is ready to wash some mouths out with ivory soap. You know, it's 99 and 44 100% pure. Well, Big Fatty, for your gas report, Big Fatty, are you going to do a gas report? Yeah, well, I guess I'm doing a gas report. Well, the gas report, she goes on and says, for your gas report, unleaded petroleum at Cenex in Nidraba is 274.9 CENEX. Now let's see, what would that be? Cenex. I don't get it. Anyway, maybe Big Fatty, maybe it's like the old fashioned Sinclair. And what could be? Big, I'm complaining. No, I'm not complaining. I'm contemplating.
Y'all, it just gets worse.
I'm contemplating taking a cruise of a lifetime, but I won't be taking a videographer with me, that's for sure. I don't know where to go, but the sun doesn't love me, so I'm afraid of the Caribbean. I'm also going to avoid the Hawaiian, as I don't want to end up shipwrecked on an island with old rich people, a reality TV star, a crazy inventor, and an inept crew. Where is your next cruise of a lifetime to? I'm open to any suggestions from you or Poodle. Ole, Poodle, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Ole. Ole, Patty, Patty Bacon, ole, it's me, Poodle. Anywho, Big, it's time to bale the hay. Toodles, Patty, well, first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'll go a little bit longer, not being worried about you, but as of right now, I do not have a cruise of a lifetime on the schedule, as they say, but you never Big Fanny, you never know when what's going to crop up. Big Fanny, would it be your top? No, I don't wear a crop top. Big Fanny! Spring-like it is. It's the y'all. It's the early show back in the day, and y'all. I know there are many folks out there dealing with very cold temperatures and snow and ice and sleet. Y'all, I don't think we're gonna get any of that. We'll get a little bit of rain, and it'll be a cold rain. But I don't think we're gonna get any of the other stuff. But I know many of you are dealing with that. I just thought I'd share a little spring, something to put a little pep in your step, maybe, on this fright. Yes, Big Fatty, let's see. Y'all, I went and had supper. I went and had supper with my friend from high school. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we went to a restaurant called Basil, B-A-S-I-L, up near the Circle. And y'all, it's Thai food, but I don't really I like to go there because they have pho. P-H. Oh, but pronounce pho, and y'all, it's just a big old bowl of soup with noodles, and then you add bean sprouts and sauces, and what else do they have? Oh, some jalapeno peppers, and y'all, it was just good, you know, and you know the old people, they love soup, and so y'all, I had my big old bowl of pho, and y'all, it was embarrassing. I ate the whole thing, but y'all, it was wonderful, and we were probably there, oh, I don't know, probably an hour and a half, just talking and catching up and learning a little bit about each other's lives. Yes, Big Fatty, and we decided we're going to do it again. And it's just going to be the boys' night out, Big Fatty. And by the boys, you mean just he and I. Oh, okay. Okay, as opposed to, you know, the boys. And y'all, I got home and y'all didn't even turn on the TV machine and got ready for bed. And I just piddled around and did a few little things. I may have played a little Candy Crush, if you will. And then, y'all, I was in the bed and sound asleep before 9 p.m. in the evening. Now, y'all, I honestly slept like a baby. And y'all, I don't know if it was the fact that I'd had the soup or because it had the noodles in it that was some carbs there, but y'all, I woke up on Thursday morning. Y'all, I got a perfect 100 score on my sleep score. And y'all, it told me that I had slept 10 hours and 3 minutes. Biff, Fatty, are you sure you didn't have a partial dirt nap? Well, no, but y'all, it was wonderful. I don't know the last time I've slept for 10 hours when alcohol was not involved. Big Fatty. Anyway, got up on Thursday morning, had my Brofka's cheese toast and my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, went to senior size class, did the big circle, came back here, and had a little snickersnack. Y'all, those little steak bites that I mentioned the other day, y'all, they are so good. So good that I went to the Sam's Club, picked me up a rotisserie chicken. Y'all, I'm going to be making lemon chicken soup for right. At Fatty's, and we'll have a deconstructed wedge solid, and so that's what we got going on tonight. And y'all, and I picked up 3 more bags of the steak strips. And y'all, while we're at it, after I went to the Sam's Club, I went and filled up Earl Grey. Y'all, it was $2.35 a gallon. Y'all, I got a couple of other gas reports here that I've gotten over the past week or so. Y'all, that Tim and Alexa, I think he said he was in San Francisco when he saw this, $3.89 a gallon. The Laughing Buddha, his has jumped a little bit up to $2.99 a gallon. And y'all, that Phoenix Dave, you know, he's down there in that red stick. Y'all, he's just come off of a cruise of a lifetime. While he was on the cruise, it was $1.95 a gallon, but by the time he got back, it went up to $2.09. Yo, by the way, there's been a Lime Report update from the Turnipin. No change. No change in the prices. 69 cents a lime or a whole bag for $4. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, don't forget, tomorrow, the next episode of Ruination, the early years. Y'all, it'll be fun to see how Gail and King fuck it up. Yes, Big Fatty, always, always a pleasure when they fuck it up. It's true. And be on the lookout for that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, a sports ball weekend. The two teams that are going to be playing in the Superb Owl will be playing on Sunday. So we'll find out who it's going to be. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time. And Mr. Cackle, what do you want to tell folks about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, he's mentally disabled.
Oh, now that's scary.
Oh, you think I'm mentally disabled? Look at the Blime Time crew, Big Fatty. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.